On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Let's do this!
A swing and a bell. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it.
Oh, God. Down the sideline. Wow. Touchdown.
Unbelievable.
Trying to finish it. It's over.
Here's a chance. That call. Shot. Rebound. Score.
Hey, look who's back.
Who?
That's you.
Oh, that's me.
Found him face down in a ditch somewhere, cleaned him up, propped him back up in the
chair. Like some cheese-eating high school kid.
Love that phrase.
Yeah, for sure. Like nobody else eats cheese.
I love
cheese.
What's wrong with eating cake? Welcome to Tall Can Sports 282. Did you know we are...
Yeah.
Should have left you in the ditch. creeping up on our 500th show.
I had no idea.
And why would you really?
Well, because I haven't been on all of them. I don't give a damn.
All right.
Is that fair? Or
have I been on all of them? I think I've been on most of them.
Physically present, not necessarily on.
Yeah, fair enough.
On is the question.
You can give us a follow on Twitter at Tall Can Audio, Facebook.com/Tall Can Audio, and we've set up one of them there Instagram accounts. Keep up with all the cool kids. So give us a follow there. It's also at Tall Can Audio.
Do it, man.
If you missed,
stopping you.
If you missed Monday's show, 281 with Mike Comito talked about his book. If you want to check that out, like I said, it's episode 281, and we've got a couple of questions on Twitter about where they can buy the book. We have the Amazon links at tallcanaudio.com, and they are on the page listed. It's right near the top for Tall Can Sports 281. And bonus for everybody involved, if you click on our link on that website, you buy the book at the same price you were always going to, and Amazon gives us a little kickback for sending you there. So if you're looking to check out Mike Comito's book, and I know many of you are, it's Hockey 365, Daily Stories from the Ice, check it out there and help us out. What have you been up to, man?
Help yourself out.
Honestly, it's a good-looking book.
Yeah.
He said himself, throw it on the back of the toilet, a page a day, you're going to love it.
What have I been up to? Just got back in last night. And,
boy, are my arms tired. Sorry, yeah. I messed that up.
Yeah, I'm sure.
this is one of those shows I'm not on.
Yeah. I'm confused by people on airplanes.
Yeah, just like on buses.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got somewhere to go on that, too. But planes, you've been sitting there for hours already. And as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off, click, 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 you hear it all around the plane. And then people just stand there like sheep. Wait, you can't wait another 2 minutes.
Well, it's usually because some fuckface who's sitting in row 22 who's put his bags over row 3. So that he can then grab it as he walks off the plane and the poor fucker in row 3 doesn't have anywhere to... Well, I better get up first and sprint to the front.
Yeah. And so this is the deal. You got a guy coming from somewhere back in the plane because I'm in no rush.
Right.
At this point, I'm not going anywhere else and neither is anybody else. This is the final destination.
Yeah. We all just stand here like morons.
And so Buddy comes up because now everybody has their carry-on. Nobody stows anything because it's costing them.
Yep.
Guy comes up and he pulls his bag out of my overhead from somewhere behind, hits me in the shoulder with his bag.
I got to capture
like,
that.
Like, honestly, guy, his bag on my shoulder.
Pulls his bag out of my overhead.
I mean, just wait.
Gets me from behind.
Just wait. There's more to come.
All right.
So he hits me in the shoulder with it. This only it can't be more than 50, but what, your bag is too heavy, you can't control it from the overhead down.
Yep.
Hits me in the shoulder, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't it's been a long trip. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Bam, he drops it right on my knee. And I'm like, fucker. So he's standing there and he's waiting like a gomer to get off the plane. Yeah. When you know, he's been in a rush to get here and then hit me twice with his bag.
Yeah.
So it's a duffel bag. I reached under and I grabbed the bottom strap on his bag.
Hard yank.
Yeah, well, no, I waited for everyone to start moving, and then he started to move. Then I gave it a hard yank, and he dropped, and he's looking around.
Oh, like, must have caught something.
Yeah, and I'm looking at him like, hey, douchebag, take care of your shit.
It was me.
Yeah. What you going to do?
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, spiteful trip home.
Okay. You know what? Really, it's everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Right? You just sort of – it's one of those things. I'm standing – and if you recall, when you moved to this neck of the woods, and I originally started going to the beer store at that point, there was no beer sales
at the
in your grocery stores.
That's right.
Then, you know – yeah, I got to do away with the douchebag deadbeats who are trying to split their one tall boy between – you know, can I put a buck on my debit? And I think I have some nickels and dimes here in my hand. Can I do that? So I'm like, yeah, I can move down to the grocery store with Aunt Edna, you know, where, you know, she's got her half a bag of green beans and I got
a
my
box of wine.
And I got my six of beer and we can just roll through together.
Right.
You know what? I get a decent selection of beer, maybe not all that I would like, but it doesn't smell like cigarette at the door. No. I like that. The beer store. What a bunch of losers. So today, I'm cruising through in the, you know, 12 items or 8 items or less, the express aisle.
Is it count a 6-pack? Is it 6 items or is it
that's one item for me, man.
All right.
It's got one price on it.
Yep. All right. Good.
$14. $14 for 6 beers. Does that seem a lot? Seems excessive for me.
Depends on the beer, I guess.
Yeah. Tank House.
That's about right.
So, guy butts in front of me, and I'm like, whatever.
I'm going to yank his bag, too.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this unfolds, and we'll take it from there. So he's standing there, and he's got long, gray, straight hair.
Awesome.
Poking out of his gay leaf hat. Okay, but, like, really, it's you're wearing a leaf hat right now.
Yes, I am.
Okay, but it's the Navy, just has the sort logo, of the old leaf on the front.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I can see. There may be something on the back or the
that's
sides.
It. Yep.
He's one of these guys. It's sort of the blue is a lighter blue, kind of like a knockoff kind of.
Right.
The and it has sort of the rounded Leafs lettering around the side of the hat onto the front of the hat.
Okay.
Lame. Okay. And he smells like dirty clothes. Like, I shouldn't be able to stand 3 feet from you and smell your clothing.
Right.
Like, not like B.O. or anything, just like ground in dirt. Okay, so.
Go Leafs!
Yes, this is it. The great unwashed Blue Nation. And so, whatever, right? We all have our allegiances. There's dirty people wearing all colors.
Sure.
And, you know, whatever. He gets to the front and he's like, oh, first I have, my daughter wanted me to return these. They were the wrong thing.
He's returning shit to the grocery store?
Yeah. He's returning 2 cans of no-name brown beans.
My daughter doesn't like this brand.
That's right.
Of
oh,
brown
I just, my
bean.
Daughter said, you know what, I need beans. And so I didn't listen.
Your daughter sucks.
So he gets, I don't know, he gets
Your
his
daughter's
buck.
A whore.
His buck. He gets his $1.80 back. And then he goes, and then I'm just taking these 3 tall boys of blue.
So really what happened was
yeah, listen,
he's exchanging his daughter's vegetables
this
for
is
his own
exactly
beer.
Right. This is exactly right. I don't, first of all, believe there was his daughter's either.
Still, though, go
so,
Leafs.
So the 3 tall boys of blue cost $6.15. And don't think he didn't know.
Yeah.
So there,
I have a fiver.
He had exactly $6.15. Cue the Price is Right loser music. Man, you are lame. Thank you. Look at that.
It's been a while.
Ask and you shall receive. Yeah, there's so many things wrong with that. And I wanted to say to him, hey, buddy, the beer store.
Yeah.
Now, I know you can't return beans there, which makes this. But if I'm you, I'm returning the beans and then taking it down to the beer store. I'm not doing the two because nobody in here, nobody in this line, least of all the smiley face cashier, is buying that you're returning those beans because they're not the right ones.
Right.
Because why don't you trade them out for the actual beans you're looking for?
Yes.
No, you need those three dirty blue. Yeah. Loser. L7.
Okay. Well, we know where Rob's been. He's been in line at the grocery store for 3 weeks or whatever.
And I just got off of public transportation.
Yeah.
And I'm very disconcerted. Every time I sit down on a bus and instantly my ass feels cold. Because right away, first of all, I'm thinking, has someone urinated in this seat?
That'd be warm.
Well, had they just got out, right?
Yeah.
We all know peeing your pants, great idea for the first 20 seconds. After that, not such a good idea, right?
Do we all know peeing your pants is great
idea? You know, well, you don't talk about shit unless you try it out first, right? I think it's all in the vein of serving, you know, the listener.
Okay.
Yeah. So to me, I have to always, honestly, you do the ass check, right? You got to reach, you know, okay, we're good, man. It's just cold.
The dipstick.
Yeah. Just, but it's sort of, first you feel the seat.
Yeah.
Then you feel, you're out. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it might be me.
And I'm wearing slacks today. That's really troublesome.
Well, you look good, man. Welcome back. It was 12 minutes of.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Show's half over.
It's a sports show too. Yeah.
That's but they, all right.
But you asked, right?
I did.
You really wanted to know. You got to be careful with those open-ended questions like, how are you doing?
Right.
What's happening? And really, that's just in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. So tune in Audio Whiplash later this week. We'll get the rest of Rob's day. Let me ask. I didn't plan on starting here, and I didn't send you anything on this, but last week, the Calgary plebiscite to determine whether or not the city wanted to host the Olympics went down. I believe it was about
56%, I believe, yep.
Said no, we don't want the Olympics. So at the time, that ruled out most of the provincial and federal funding that was dependent on the city actually wanting it, which makes good sense to me.
Well, see, and it wasn't non-binding.
Right.
And so I think the city still had the option.
The city still had the option. The province and the federal money was based on.
Well, but I think if the city went through with it, I think
the
province and the feds would come through with it.
But under different circumstances. This amount was based on the city wanting it.
I was unaware of that.
So on Monday morning, city council meets to discuss what had happened. What do we want to do now? 15-0 unanimous. Can it?
Right.
So the Olympics in Calgary for 2026 is dead. I think Stockholm is one city, and then there's a two-city bid in Italy.
Yep. And Stockholm is making all kinds of noise about maybe backing out as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can, you know, we have covered over the months previous to this whether it's a good idea, whether we want it, whether we don't. My question is, I think there was a lot of people – both here and abroad, who thought this was almost slam dunk. Calgary is...
Right. You had a mayor who wanted to do it.
Yep. Do you think this impacts the NHL's interest in going to China? If you go back a couple of years, before Salt Lake City, which is really what the NHL wanted in 2002, they went to Nagano in 1998, which is, Japan's a big population. Let's show off our game a little bit. But we're kind of setting up Utah, right? And then we go to Torino in 06, which Italy couldn't possibly care less about hockey. Their hockey team in the tournament was stocked with Canadians, kind of like Korea's. Matt Dominichelli, I believe, was a member of that team.
Turns out.
DiPietro, Paul DiPietro.
Yeah, turns out Canada didn't care about it either.
And that was all with 2010 on the horizon, right, for Vancouver. Sochi badly wanted it. I don't think the NHL cared as much, but the word is that quietly the Russian government, who paid billions to put these games on, covered all the NHL's expenses which one of the major hang-ups in 2018 was that the IOC didn't want to cover those. Russia covered them in 2014. So there's always been kind of these hockey markets, these markets that serve us, markets that they want to get into. I have no doubt they want to get into China, but knowing that Calgary isn't next, I mean, Sweden would be a good market for them. I'm sure they wouldn't mind that.
For sure.
But do you think this impacts their interest in China, knowing that Calgary's not next?
I don't, off the top of my head.
Yeah.
No, I think they are absolutely stoked about the concept of getting Chinese table scraps.
It's all about China.
Yeah. Right? Even if you go, 1%, if we could get 2% of the market or whatever it is.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, you go, all right.
Yeah, we got a billion fucking people over there.
Yeah, well, 1.3 or 4 billion.
Slow down, China.
Yeah, honestly.
What happened to the one child thing you had going on?
Moneyball. Each one doesn't have to be just like that.
Right.
Waste a couple people. Yeah. Waste a couple.
Look good right there on her back. Like just.
Ooh, look at you.
All right.
Yeah, well, or keep down that steady regular path of right on his back and you'll be totally fine.
That's not allowed in China, is it?
I think, like anything else, I think if you do it behind closed doors, who's to know?
They don't all have to become little Yaos and little Mings, right? Like, we can just waste a couple, like you said.
Waste a couple, see?
So, you think they're still all in? They don't care about Calgary.
And I don't know what...
Like, I guess I should separate those. I'm sure they're disappointed Calgary isn't the next one. That would have been great for NBC, would have been great for the Canadian rights holders as well.
Well, they love the North American market.
Yes.
For that.
Yeah. And you can show off in prime time, right, your guys. That's not happening in Italy. That's not happening in Stockholm.
And personally, I'd love to see it in Stockholm, though.
Oh, I do think, obviously, Sweden, big-time hockey market, they would appreciate it. But in terms of return on investment for the NHL, it's not Calgary.
Right. Well, yeah. And really, you wonder how tied into the whole arena thing this comes down to, right?
Yep.
That there's been
back to square one.
They've been at serious loggerheads, you know, the locals and the team about a new arena, and you had to think that the pressure of games coming would have got shovels in the ground a little quicker
for sure,
right? And now you don't have that.
Yeah, they kept talking about this new 6,000 seat arena they were going to build. That was going to happen. It was going to be another small, like Ottawa has the Civic Center and the Toronto has RICO and the Air Canada. That wasn't going to be a holdup. That would have been a way to make both happen.
Well, then you throw your AHL team in there.
Sure.
Afterwards.
Or, you know, and the Calgary Hitmen are still doing their deal.
Or the Canadian national team, whatever that looks like.
So I still think in the end they'll find a way to get a new deal done for the Flames. But this was, like you say, this was a nice way to, you know, speed it up.
Hey, just before you get off that.
Yeah.
Somebody was, Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson tweeted out, you know, oh, I guess, you know, with winning the Eastern Final, we have to, you know, come up with some cheesy mayors between the mayors.
Right, yeah, the bet.
You know, the bet. What are you going to give up? I'll give you beaver tails.
Sure.
And so.
You think Mrs. Watson's okay with that? Or
yeah. Tails. He said, you know, if anybody has any idea of something that's, you know, hasn't been done. And so somebody tweeted back saying, how about crazy ass hockey owners? We'll trade you.
What's it, Murray Edwards and Eugene Melnyk?
Winner gets Edwards and the loser gets Eugene. And then the other one, somebody else said, yeah, how about hockey arena funding?
Yeah.
Winner gets funding for their new arena.
Like that. Like it.
Sweet. Yeah. See, there's some thinking right there.
We're going to have on a show later this week, we're going to get deep into the CFL and the Grey Cup. You can look for that later on this week as Grey Cup weekend coming up. It'll be Red Blacks versus Stampeders.
All the points right off your CFL football star.
There you go. So stick around for that.
Selling it.
That'll be episode 283 later on this week.
Or Stamp Poopers, as Andy Nita would say.
I was just discussing that with our friend Scott MacArthur the other day. He was wondering how that had become a thing and had to tell him the whole story.
Stamp Poopers?
Yeah. I had to tell him that wasn't recorded at the same time as the episode that, anyway.
Oh, did you have to tell him that?
Well, inquiring minds wanted to know.
Okay. All right.
He's a TSN insider, man. He's looking to know what's going on in our studios.
I know. How is our good friend Scott MacArthur?
He's doing pretty well, man. And he's going to offer us up as a few of our friends Their CFL predictions will be on that show as well. He'll be a part of that.
Outstanding.
So, stick around for that later on this week. Just before we move off of hockey, because we do have a couple things to get to here, have you had a chance to take a look at the schedule lately? Because to me, there's a lot of divisions here that look, it's not upside down.
Are you saying schedule or are you saying standings?
Standings. I do mean standings, yes.
I have taken a look at the standings, and we're all right around the 20-game mark.
Yep.
I find the Waterloo Dark that I'm drinking.
Yeah.
It's leaving. It's like my mouth is perpetually salivating.
It's a good beer, man.
I do like it.
It's a very nice beer.
I like.
So
what's grabbing you out of that?
I wanted to ask you, actually, based on our predictions at the beginning, what is, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be one of your predictions, but what team do you look at and go, holy fuck, I did not think they would be that good or that bad, or like what jumps out at you the most?
Okay, well, to me there's two, and I'll give you one in the West and I'll give you one in the East.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh in last in the Metro Division, and really floundering a bit, right? Crosby's now out.
Yep.
And
Matt Murray
got pulled in Ottawa the other night.
A bunch of times. They got lit the fuck up by the Sens. I took for like a week, I had Casey DeSmith, their backup, in the pool. Because
you're thinking, hey,
starting, man. It didn't work so well. But.
Right. A footnote on the East, I'd say the Islanders up in second place or wherever they are in that division. And out West, I'm waiting for Vancouver to fade. When are you going to get lost?
Right.
A, look at your goaltending. B, your defense. Like, I don't know what's happening here.
Right.
Get out of here.
Don't you know you're awful?
Yeah, like, you heard the shows, didn't you? It's etched in stone.
Yeah.
You are a terrible team.
Right.
You are in the lose for Hughes.
Well, this was interesting. Down Goes Brown had in his piece today on The Athletic, talking about this, like, this can't happen where the Penguins are going to end up with Jack Hughes, can it? Do they have an off year where they just stay in the lottery long enough?
Or have they given up their pick? Because to me, they haven't had a first in forever.
They got this year's. I know you think that that's a thing that people do, being a Sens fan, is trade firsts. But.
Well, we got JBD. Jacob Bernard Docker was their first last year.
Okay.
He was our second first. We took him last year. So they didn't have one last year. I can only imagine in their perpetual go for it now.
Right. You know what? If they, you look back and they ended up with Lemieux, they end up with Crosby.
Yeah, the Crosby thing, I don't think anybody doesn't think that that was a sham.
You think that was rigged?
I think it was absolutely rigged.
I don't think
Do you think Patrick
rigged.
Ewing was rigged going to the Knicks?
I think that more than I think Crosby. They would have loved to have put Crosby in a bigger market.
There's
than
a very real chance that franchise was going to go teats to the sky.
Yeah.
Man, their attendance was terrible.
Back to life
they
in
were
Hamilton, be all right.
Yeah, well, this is it. You got the guy in, what's his name?
Jim
from Blackberry.
Bosley.
Yeah. Going to snatch that up. That was about as close to happening as the Saskatoon Blues.
Oof, man. Read about that in Down Goes Brown's book. We had him on a couple weeks ago.
Okay, look at him.
Yep. The Down Goes Brown
history. Stealing my shit.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what's grabbing you? What are the standings?
To me, the Sabres are sitting substantially higher and the Panthers much lower than I would have expected.
But I think you and I both thought, well, for sure, I thought that the Sabres would be in that five range.
Yeah, but they're in the three range and they're looking fucking good. Yeah, I just
picked up Carter Hutton.
Yeah, there you go. And just as a thing.
Well, that's a thing too.
We bet one of our fake beers that at the end of the season, Jaro Halak would have started more than 35 games. Tuukka Rask.
Yeah, and you said it would never happen.
No, you got that. I am not allowing that to happen.
Well, I figure it's on tape somewhere.
Yeah, and it, believe me, it will be.
If that's still a thing.
Yeah, no, nothing is on tape in here. Before Tuukka Rask stepped away from the team, he had already started 11 games.
Yeah, I think. And you sure it was a beer, or was it?
But like you said, it's on tape.
Or was it 50,000 fake dollars?
Dollars, yeah, no, which would be preferable to the.
Yeah, And I don't remember it.
No.
But no, I remember the conversation, and, yeah. I remember being...
Don't worry, I'll make sure if it happens that okay. the listeners...
Well, are, and you're very good at that. Yes. That's
if
good.
If it doesn't happen, this will never right, but come up.
To me, you look at things like... Well, it will now, because clearly you've
no,
just...
No, I can wipe this too.
You've just rubbed... Well, no, but it's in my head now.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Chicago, the people... Hey, they've...
Minnesota.
Yeah. See, but to me, Minnesota, whatever, I think they're going to hang around. I think we... sort of had them out of the playoffs. I did.
I think I had them around 5 or 4, right? Like right, right. there on the bubble.
I think that was one of those things where we flipped.
Yeah.
Chicago's going to fade. They have this little blip now. We have new coach. Like there's no way. You didn't upgrade your coaching.
What is it? Jeremy is his first name? Colleton?
Colleton.
Do you remember him being on a World Junior team? I think he was on that Grand Forks team.
Well, they
man.
Said he was a partner of Seabrooks.
Okay.
On that.
As soon as I heard that name, I'm like, I know that name. That can't be the same guy coaching already. Well, there he is, 32 yeah. years old or whatever.
And a head coach.
Buddy of Kyle Dubas. yeah, you know what? They're interesting. Minnesota being as high as they are to me is interesting.
Well, and Chicago, fresh on the heels of me saying, yeah, they're going to fade.
Right.
They've got Crawford back now. I'm not sure where that's at.
He's been pretty good.
Whereas, and just, sorry now, it's a little all over the place. You're talking about Jaro Halak. If you look at Boston in the 4-hole right now.
Yeah. No. well, Leafs are in the 2, so I guess that'd be.
Yeah. Well, really, at this point, you go, you got the hit and miss Rask, right? You're riding Halak, and you know that can't last forever at this point.
That's right.
This isn't 2010. they have... Chara's now out.
McAvoy's
out.
Yeah.
Kevin Miller is out.
Yeah.
Right? You see Bergeron got hit last night.
I did not.
And he left the game.
Okay.
And
no, they're
really
battered, right? Like,
well, and it's their depth on D, they are beyond now extended on the back end. If you're counting on Jaro Halak, now fine up to this point.
Yeah.
But we're at the 20 game mark.
That's right.
Good luck. To me,
the 3-quarter pull, you idiot.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Carry on.
Yep. We'll see how they can progress. They were heavily a one-line team with goaltending.
Like, the whole Atlantic is fucked, right? Like Montreal, Ottawa, Detroit have all been better than expected.
To me, Detroit, who I think I had in second last or third last maybe. I think I had Montreal only ahead of Ottawa due to Carey Price,
yeah.
who has not been good.
No.
And Niemi,
but they have.
Niemi has yeah. been the better of the two goalies in this bizarro world thing we got going on.
Yeah.
If you look at the standings, now I think in the Atlantic you have 14 and 15 wins, I think with Toronto and Tampa, somewhere
yep.
in that range.
Yep.
Buffalo at 12. Across the league, there's a lot of people in that 9 through 11 creamy
yes,
part,
is.
Man. Yeah.
Well, and that's it. Like, there's a lot of teams that are all kind of in that mushy middle that could get it going. But we always talk about, right, American Thanksgiving, just right around the corner. And Elliot Friedman's thing.
I think that's
thing,
this weekend.
Yeah. And Elliot Friedman's thing has always been November 1st. So there's only been, like, we talked about this, I think, like, four teams over the last 10 years that if you weren't in at November 1st that ever made it up. So is Pittsburgh out, right? Like, is...
well,
looks like the Panthers are fucking done,
the Pittsburgh,
right?
Like, Penguins,
Washington's
both,
out.
Both Pittsburgh... Washington will be fine because they're sort of right on the cusp.
Yeah, they're 2 points
but,
back
but
at the
Pittsburgh
wild
and Florida. Now, Florida has 4 games in hand on,
yes.
on a lot of people.
Yeah, after a trip to Europe.
But Pittsburgh and Florida are both 8 points out of a wild card spot.
Yes.
That's substantial, man.
Yeah, for sure it is. 3-point games all over the place.
You are, and I think Pittsburgh, if they can get a little goaltending, Crosby comes back and healthy, you know, that's a team you go.
Never say never.
Yeah. Let me see what it's like on New Year's.
Sure.
Right, and go from there.
Yeah, like it wouldn't shock either one of us if starting tonight they rang off 8 in a row.
Right. Like, well, and you hear as soon as they said Crosby's out, right, with a deflated lower lip, that the you know as soon as one of those two superstars go down, the other one seems to
heart trophy.
This is it, right? The other one takes like 50% of what the other guy left on the table and goes,
yeah.
"I got this."
Yeah.
Right. And I was watching the game on Saturday night. Malkin didn't get a point.
Loser.
Yeah, big ugly goof. Yeah, so.
Making it personal.
Yeah, well, okay. Hello. Have we just met?
I wanted to touch on, before we get out of here, a great story.
Are we leaving?
From the world of curling.
Oh, okay. You know what? If you're going to go with the curling story.
Yes, I am.
I also have another non-sports. Okay. Actually, it is sports.
Is it darts?
It is darts.
Okay, so we've heard the same story. And I will go back and I'll plug the audio in. I was like, there's no way we're going to have time for this. But if we both got it on the mind. So at a World Curling Tour event.
Yes.
These are things.
Which is, you got to pay money to get into, ladies and gentlemen.
This weekend in Alberta. I think it's sort of like a second tier.
I think in Red Deer, I believe.
Okay.
Yep. It's which is in Alberta. You're right.
Thank you.
I was just nailing it down.
Honing it.
Nailing it down.
That's what I
bring the facts.
Yeah. That I don't.
Yeah. Or I just make them up.
Sure. Because really, aren't we all Red Deer? No. Is this not like a second tier deal? So the guy we're talking about, I think his name, it's Fry. I believe it's Jason Fry.
Yes.
He was a member of the 2014 Canadian Olympic curling team.
Brad Jacobs, does that sound right to you?
Jacobs was the skip on that team.
Yep.
That's right.
Look at me, fucking big brain.
Bringing the curling knowledge to the table.
Woo!
Somebody has to.
Yeah.
So there's an event in Red Deer, and this guy decides to jump on a team that, you know, I had never heard anybody on it other than...
Right, other than him.
Yeah.
But that's enough, though.
Yes.
An Olympian.
For sure. And they were thrown out of the event for being too drunk to curl, which...
And smashing shit, like busting stuff up.
The locker room.
Smashing their brooms. Hey, guys.
What does that look like? What is too drunk to curl? I thought that was part of your warm-up.
See, the reality was, because they did post, they posted before and afters, right?
Yeah.
It was pictures of them, you know, having a couple of bevvies before the game, which I think is fine, right?
Sure.
Clearly, you got, to me, it's not too drunk like they're falling down.
Right.
To me, it's they got drunk and agitated and
yeah. No one started being assholes to everybody.
Yeah. And see, the reality is, and I've been drunk and I've been an asshole. That's happened.
While curling?
No. And I've done shit.
Right.
I never have gone back somewhere else afterwards and busted shit up.
Right.
Like to me, usually you go, ah, oh, yeah, see that thing back there. Yeah. It's probably unnecessary. And I've sort of, you know, I don't get the whole, I'm going to go back and bust up the change room.
Right.
And like how angry are you still over whatever?
Right. Being thrown out of this.
Like, what was it, a hog line violation? What's happened here that's led you to this fit of rage?
I just thought we all had this general understanding that we're all drunk while curling. I didn't know that you could be thrown
Eddie
out
the Wrench Wernick is not going in for this at all.
Sure. Sandra Schmirler? I don't know.
The curler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's crazy, man. I don't know.
Well,
curling. And we mock and we make fun.
Yeah.
Which is part of, it's the MO of the show.
Yeah.
Curling's huge in Western Canada.
Well, it's big here.
Yeah.
No, they just
not in the studio it is.
No, it is not in the studio. But Ottawa just hosted not too long ago.
Roar of the Rings.
They were drawn decent enough crowds, man. That's out in the middle
of
goddamn
nowhere. That's where the guy, so when they're giving the awards, so Rachel Holman, local girl, she wins on the women's side. And they got some guy out there singing the Canadian national anthem and clearly has forgotten the words. And he's going, and like that's what
Eddie Vedder.
There's no There's no words. He's sort of saying
sounds
that are close. And there's this picture of Rachel Holman, and she's looking, and she's like, "What?" It's like somebody cut a fart.
You're ruining my moment.
Yeah. Well, no, she was laughing. She's like, "What?"
Speaking of cutting a fart.
Yes. See how I did that? Pro.
Yes.
Pro. Right
nailed,
here.
Nailed it.
That's it. One semester of broadcasting in college, right there.
Take it.
Art of the segue.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to go again to athletes hard at work,
yes.
Right? You had, and again, this was another like a big event, darts, ladies and gentlemen, in well, really the Red Deer of the UK. Warhampton, I think it was. Warhampton, Northern England, I believe.
Sure.
And you had two combatants.
Yep.
Hard at it. Scottish guy and a Dutch guy.
Yep.
And they're vying for
$75.
A title. Yeah, I have no idea.
A sandwich.
But it had world something on it too.
140.
Yes, exactly. The loser, the Dutch guy.
What a loser.
has accused the winner, the Scottish guy.
Yes.
Of playing foul.
So foul.
Cutting farts on the line prior to the other guy having to come up and take it over. And for you good Dutch people and your horse meat and whatever else you got going on, I know the steak and kidney pie with the stouts and the porters and the bitters is likely more than you can handle. And I think if you're in a joint where it smells like beer and farts and cigarettes to begin with,
you're in the right place.
You have no place. So I don't know, and I don't know if you're a professional darter, if you're a dartist, I have no idea what this is, right? But you had the Dutch darter and the Scotch farter.
Sharter?
Yeah, sharter. And so the Scottish guy said, hey, listen.
Did you see the video?
No.
Because we will throw the audio in right here. But he's indignant.
He said, I've farted on stage before and I've admitted to it.
Yeah. Well, and this one is, I swear on my children I didn't. You're like, all right, thou dost.
Yep. Protest too much.
Yeah. And the look on his face, and we'll share the video as well, but we'll throw the audio in. But he's indignant that it wasn't him, and he's got excuses and he's got reasons, and he's, oh my God.
Just spoke to Wesley, and besides that, he said you were a class player and you let him alive in the first session. He said that it was smelly on the stage.
I thought he had shit.
Sorry?
I thought Wesley had farted on stage. Did he?
No. I think he thinks you did it.
You can put your finger up the arse, there'll be no smell there. I thought he had shit, and I went, that's dirty. It was bad.
It was bad?
It was bad. Yeah. There was a stink. I thought it was him. And he started playing better. I went, must have needed to get some wind out.
Yeah. And he thought it was you?
Oh, no. Hands up. Swear on my kid's life. So help me God. Nothing crossed.
But it was smelly anyway?
It was smelly. Usually if I fart on stage, I shit myself. And you know that, because I've told you in a documentary, ain't scared to... If I'd farted that smelled like that, I'd put my hands up and go, oh, sorry, I need to get up.
So who was it then?
Well, don't tell me. You've got another three boys up there. So... No, it definitely came... It was table side. And it was eggs. Rotten eggs.
Not from you?
Not from me. No. No.
Okay, thank you.
And every time we walked past, it was a waft of rotten eggs. So that's why I was thinking it was him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Such a story in the world of sports. Yeah, you throw somebody off. Yeah.
Well, this is it, right?
Steak and kidney pie.
Somebody
like you in the first row.
Yeah, honest to God,
man. Up on a little stage.
Forget about somebody like me. I've been somewhere where my older brother has turned stomachs. Yes, it's true, people.
Uh-huh.
He is fairly prolific in the processing of these sorts of things.
Yeah.
12 pints of Guinness and 4 steak and kidney pies. Back in the day when they still use kidney, now they just substitute mushroom in with it because...
Idiots.
Yeah, come on. You don't get that from the mushroom, the steak and mushroom pie.
This might be the first time we've ever talked darts on the show.
Well, start cutting farts on the stage and having people... Yeah. People get outraged.
Well, no, for sure. Two competitors pointing fingers at each other. He farted. No, he farted.
Yeah, like what is this, grade 3?
Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Throw the dart, loser.
Okay, and he beat him 10-2. There's 12 games have happened here. Like, how much lingering was there?
Who knows what they're eating over there?
Well, and honestly,
the Brexit thing is starting to clamp down on what food's coming into the island.
Pound a couple of serious farts into those old cushions that have been there since Queen Victoria. We have no idea.
We got lots more to come this week. There'll be an all-new episode of Audio Whiplash. We got Talk and Sports teeing up the Grey Cup. All kinds of great stuff. And we'll see you on the next one of those.
See ya!
We're not gonna be fucking sucked this year!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.